Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need advice. You need some. We are amateurs for sure, but a lot of experience, and we can at least be a sounding board from strangers who don't have a dog in your fight. But we do come with all of our own predisposed experiences that color our judgment. Keep that in mind.
Definitely.
That sounded like a disclaimer. I didn't mean it as one, but it really sounded like one.
Nice. It's true, though.
1-800-947-3979. This first one is a doozy. I can already see the text now. I'm here to laugh, not have reality. Understood. Mm-hmm. Laugh, think, cry, baby.
Yeah. You want to laugh? Look at your penis in the mirror.
Boom. Roasted.
Oh, damn. Hot wings. Fire after a day off.
Yeah. He reached for the sun and burned his fingers, man.
Fueled by Halo.
Okay. This email is from Janebo, who wishes to remain anonymous. Obviously, her name is not really Janebo. She says, I'm going to try to keep this concise, but there's a lot of moving parts. I hope it makes sense.
Okay.
Now, this is a longer one, admittedly.
All right.
But I think appropriately so.
All right. I will try to follow.
Recently, my grandmother, who is in her late 90s, suffered a fall at home. It was a bad one. She had to be in the hospital for nearly 2 weeks while they treated her wounds as well as a UTI, which likely was caused by the fall, monitored her heart as she also appeared to have some irregular rhythms. My grandmother, this is amazing, she'd been living in her own apartment up to that point, her own home, that is. Okay. My mother had been living with her the last 5 or 6 years to help out. The background on my mom, she is diagnosed bipolar with psychosis. She chooses to be unmedicated because she doesn't like how the medication makes her feel. The psychosis part, if you're unfamiliar, presents itself a lot like you would imagine schizophrenia does. She believes that for the last several years, she's had a stalker that lives in her attic and is generally a nuisance to her life. They bang on the walls at night, tamper with her peanut butter, and move her keys around. In the last couple of years, it's gotten scarier because she believes they're actually going to harm her. She is forever angry with me because I won't believe her. I wonder what they, side note, I wonder what they say professionally. I assume that Janebo's doing the right thing, that you shouldn't then, to make them more comfortable, tell them what they believe is true. Mm-hmm. That seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, a weird spot, I guess.
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't know what you would do.
She holds down a part-time job, functions in society relatively well, the mother, so there's not much I can do.
Wow.
She was gone most of my life. I was raised by my grandparents, and I would see her a couple times a year when she decided to visit. It was hard. I know she was and is unwell, but you can't tell that to a 6-year-old who just wants their mom to pay attention to him. For sure.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years or so, she has come back home after the death of her husband. So now you didn't have a mom when you needed one, but now you have to take care of a mom that didn't take care of you. That is...
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
I'm sorry.
Tough sledding.
That is hard. So all of that to say is, this is who has been caring for my grandmother. I honestly thought it was going okay. The house was always clean when I visited each week, and my grandmother seemed happy to have her daughter there. She started helping with her finances and take her to appointments. All good. Sure, she thinks her stalker clogged the sink, but that's manageable. I can see why you thought that. Back to current times. My grandmother, while in the hospital, kept telling us that her burial insurance had lapsed, and this seemed to really upset her. Burial insurance, in air quotes. I asked my mom about it, and she was clueless. It was decided that the best thing is for my grandmother to go to a nursing home for rehab. And if I'm being honest, I don't know how long she still has. Her mind, which has always been sharp as a tack, has been failing since her accident. She has PTSD from the fall and always believes she's falling, even when in bed, which causes her a lot of stress and fear.
My God,
that is
a terrible feeling.
That is so heartbreaking. Yeah. Moving into a nursing home meant dealing with financial stuff. I offered to help my mother with it all, and she accepted. This when I discovered there were no life insurance policies at all. When she was talking about burial insurance, it was her small life insurance policy that would have covered those expenses, and it is over a year lapsed. There's no savings. There's nothing. So when it comes, When the time comes, as it inevitably will, I don't know what we will do. Since my grandmother has been out of the house about 3 weeks at this point, my mother has essentially trashed the place. She moved her mattress onto the floor of the living room. I don't know why. It's surrounded by trash, dirty dishes, empty Coke cans, and it looks like hell. She has a little dog who she has been letting crap all over the floor. The kitchen is cluttered. The bathtub is full of dirty clothes. I don't know how this happened so quickly, but it's now clear to me I have been naive about her ability to care for my mother. I think it was more likely the other way around until now, that my grandmother was caring for her more than anything.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's certainly not going to be able to help financially with final expenses. My husband and I are okay, little better than paycheck to paycheck, but we have a teenage son and currently don't have a spare $10,000 laying around. I don't want to spend this time stressed about money, but I can't help it. I Googled, what do you do if someone dies without our insurance or savings? And Google was pretty blunt about it. Pretty much says, good luck. So finally, this is my ask. What do people do in this situation? Do they, when they have a loved one die without insurance, do they take out a loan? Are there other options? Are there things that sound unappealing and we'd have to hold our nose like a pauper's burial? I don't know if that's what it's called anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
Any advice? I have no idea. My first thought is start a GoFundMe and explain exactly what you wrote, because I think a lot of friends and family probably have something similar to this, but that's not something everyone is comfortable with.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. I mean, thankfully, I've not had to deal with that. I haven't had to plan any type of funeral yet for anyone. I've only attended them. So I haven't the faintest idea.
I can't imagine.
I definitely wouldn't have let the person who has psychosis take over any type of finances for anyone, but
yeah.
But beyond that, into the like burial ideas, I don't know.
But if you never knew that person,
an installment plan.
If you never knew that person and they've been living on their own for a long time, I can see why you would naively at least hope that they would be able to do it. That would be hard for a parent that took care of you and did everything. The stress of not knowing where to get that money from. I can't imagine for someone that did nothing for you.
Well, and so you're dealing with the grandmother she cares about. The mother doesn't really. Yikes! I don't know.
The listeners do have suggestions, okay, and I believe good, some of them are good.
I'm sure some people have been through this.
Social worker here, you definitely don't want to tell someone that their hallucinations and delusions are wrong. Okay, that's news. You do not argue with someone having that type of mental health issues. This is their reality and nothing you say can change it. Arguing intensifies the behavior. And then this one from someone who I think has some experience. She needs to call Adult Protective Services and someone in elder law. I'm a case manager for older adults. So this is my advice. It's rough, but it's the way to go. People have pointed out that the state will cremate someone for free if there is no insurance and there's no money for a burial.
Yeah, I mean, I figure they must. I mean, they're not just going to, like, throw them on a pile, you know, so.
This text, I was in that same situation. I paid for cremation and a box of ashes, and I put them on my flower bed. A lot of people saying sell the house. That's easier said than done. Cause what's the mom with psychosis going to, she
right,
live with
yeah.
It? Yeah. It depends on, yeah. Yeah. Who's in control of it?
1-800-947-3979. You need some advice? We'll happily help out. This one, what do I do about my sister? Oh, hold on. This is what I investigate. This is financial exploitation of an elderly adult, which is a felony in most states. If you want to get your mother help, this may be the best way to force her to get the help she needs. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, can't imagine. Somebody said, what can I do about my sister's government conspiracy theories?
Which ones is she on board with? All of them?
I don't think there's anything you can do about it.
Almost certainly not.
I think almost you can't. Don't have to. I don't think you have to agree with it like it's a psychosis. But I don't know of anyone who's ever, the number of people who have had their eyes opened by being presented with facts and the truth is so slim. When they do it, they put them on TV.
Yeah, I mean, and if somebody, yeah, when somebody's beliefs are strong enough, I mean, that's no different than going somewhere and, you know, going, I'm going to change your mind about your religion. Good luck.
Right.
You know, if somebody believes it, they believe it. And you can't, you know, and I've heard this argument made a million times, and it's true. You can't logic your way to a win in an argument with somebody who didn't logic their way into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you say or do. If they believe something, regardless of how nonsensical it is, it's like flat earthers. You can give them all the evidence in the world why what they believe is incorrect, and they'll go, yeah, but yeah, you just, that's wrong.
You haven't done your research.
Prove it.
Okay.
That's already been proven time and time again. There are flat earthers who have done a science project that then proved they were wrong, mm-hmm. who then went, this is rigged.
Yeah.
You did it.
I did it wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I have family members that have fallen deep down the conspiracy theory path. And it is. It's the same. It's the, well, you prove it. You prove it. If I'm so wrong, mm-hmm. like they're so adamant about it. And yet there's nothing you can do. You just have to make it clear to them. I don't believe that. That's you. And just don't really engage with it.
Yeah.
At that point.
If you're making the claim, the burden of proof is on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're claiming the opposite of something that's already been proven.
Mm-hmm.
Burden of proof is on you.
I think that's fair.
But that's, it's never the way that goes, though. It's, you know, they're the sky is red, and you go, no, it's not. It's blue. And they go, prove it.
Mm.
You go, all right. I'd rather not. You go believe and do you. I don't care.
This text from the 248, you have to out-conspiracy them with something so
there
crazy.
You go.
They think you're the lunatic.
Yeah.
That seems like it might be fun in the moment, but long term, that'd be a lot to deal with. You need some advice? We'll lighten it up in the next segment. Maybe. Or not. Depends on what you ask. 1-800-947-3979.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots. Live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.